The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 540.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap-Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a YouTuber and also a podcast host, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Eileen Su. Eileen, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks so much for having me. So yeah, I am a YouTuber. I also have a podcast. My YouTube channel is called Lavendaire, and the podcast is called The Lavendaire Lifestyle. It's all about personal growth and lifestyle design. I'm really interested in the different ways, techniques, and strategies to create your dream life. So it's all about how to improve yourself and how to basically live your best life.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Eileen, what's your cultural background?
So I'm Chinese American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote. Okay, because my journey is learning how to be a better artist. And I think one of my favorite quotes by Elizabeth Gilbert is, "You must learn to be a deeply disciplined half-ass." Meaning, like, it's more important to just like put things out and finish it rather than being over perfectionist about it. And just being confident enough to put out something that's finished rather than something that's perfect.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote. It's just like this term that I heard, instead of ready, aim, fire, it's ready, fire, aim, right? You just keep, you know, firing and course correcting along the way, because as women, especially as Asian women, you know, we get super like, you know, analytical, and we overthink everything, making sure it has to be perfect to the T, not realizing like we can just put it out there and just figure it out along the way. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I define self-confidence as really embracing who you are, knowing who you are, and accepting, loving yourself for what that is. And I think once you find that self-acceptance and like you really like know who you are, then you can go out and be confident in expressing that to the world. I think you have to, because I think when you're not confident, that's when you're insecure about yourself, or maybe you're trying to be like someone else, you're trying to hide who you truly are. And so to be confident is to fully embrace all that you are.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Eileen, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I was born pretty like a shy girl. I was always kind of reserved. I'm naturally an introvert. And in school, it was hard to make friends. I think I have all these hobbies and passions. Like I love to sing and dance and all this stuff. But I kept that a secret from my friends at school for most of my life. And it was in high school when I discovered YouTube. This is in 2007 when a lot of people started posting cover songs on YouTube. And this is just the first wave of just amateur video makers. And it really inspired me to see like amateur regular people posting videos of themselves singing. And so that inspired me to like use my MacBook and record a video of myself singing and posting it online, because that was my way of sharing my passions with the world without having to tell my friends and people in real life. You know, I just was so shy and embarrassed to even tell anyone I like to sing or even to sing in front of people in general. So YouTube was kind of my vehicle to learn to express myself. And then slowly over time, I gained more confidence because, you know, strangers will watch your videos and they'll comment on your videos. And it was easier for me to post, to share myself to the strangers on the internet than the people in my life. But really, it was the vehicle for me to start becoming more confident, because eventually, you know, people in my life had to find out about YouTube and my videos. And so I think I had to learn to get out of my shell because of that.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate to, right? When we start something new, like we're so afraid of what our friends and family might think of us. But, you know, when we tell a total stranger, it's like nothing, because we don't know these people, even if they judge
like
us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, even if they judge us, it doesn't really matter. But when it's like your friends and family, it's like, you know, your heart starts beating, you have anxiety, you know, your palms are sweaty. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can go out there and create something, or, you know, even just express yourself and be okay with it, and especially like creating, you know, the Lavendaire lifestyle? What was that aha moment?
I don't know if there was an exact aha moment. It was more of a progression over years of creating, and it took a while. In the beginning, I was posting videos for years and I was still embarrassed to show my friends. And even though they knew about it, I would hate to watch my videos in the same room with someone else watching it, you know? And it really was years of progression. I think one turning point was I was really into music at this time, and I decided that I was going to write 5 songs for an album, a little EP that's called Honestly EP. So once I, all the songs on that album were related to me trying to express who I truly am, being honest with myself and finding my own voice. I think that was the theme of it. So once I created that album, put it out there, I planned this album release party. So I gathered like a couple hundred people. Some were friends, family, and then some were just people who followed my YouTube. And that was like a big moment for me, just performing live in front of my closest friends and family that I was just absolutely like, you know, a few years before that, I would be like horrified to do something like that. So that was one big step for me to plan a big event around me, because first of all, I don't like it when the attention is all on me. I like to create and I like to express, but I don't really want people to pay attention to me in a weird way. But yeah, that I think that event, my Honestly album release party, was a chance for me to come out of my shell. And I think slowly over even more years, it took me some time to develop that self-confidence. And yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I can totally understand what you're saying when, you know, you love creating, right? But sometimes when people mention it, you get kind of like...
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you feel kind of awkward, right? So, because, you know, a lot of people tell me, you know, they listen to my podcast and it just like, okay, you know, and I still feel that way sometimes because I'm just not used to it. So I can totally understand what you're going through. And I guess that's just something I have to work on. But even then, like, I still keep going, which is great. And, you know, I'm grateful that people actually come up to me and listen to the podcast. It's just sometimes it feels so weird, but...
Yeah, because you don't know what to say. You're like, oh, okay, thanks. I kind of feel that still now with my Lavender videos sometimes. I think all you can say is thank you and I appreciate you for watching or listening. But it is weird because you don't know what else to say.
Yeah, totally. So I totally understand what you're going through or what you mean by it. And, you know, because of this like big step in realizations that you have over the past years, what's your life been like now?
Oh, I feel like my life has changed so much now, because back then I was really lost and insecure about myself, but also insecure about like my path in life. So I think my big journey, the reason why I started Lavender, was to kind of discover myself and discover how I can create this ideal life that I wanted to live. And I really wanted to become like an influencer, a YouTuber, and be my own boss in a way. Like, I just wanted to have a living where I could, you know, make money creating, doing something I love, helping other people. And it was a struggle kind of getting Lavender off the ground in the beginning. And I think the past few years, it's been 4 years since I started Lavender. So the past, you know, I would say the first 2 to 3 years was really like, you know, working really hard at bringing it up. And then now this year, I really feel confident with where I am in life. And I'm really proud of myself because it is my full-time career now. And I just moved into a new apartment where I got to decorate it just the way that I wanted. And I feel like I'm really putting my dream life together. And I think it's incredible.
Thanks for sharing that. And Eileen, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think the one big tip is to spend time with yourself and definitely focus on self-care and self-love. So by that, I mean, don't be hard on yourself. I think women, especially Asian women, I think society, the way we're raised, like we're used to being hard on ourselves because we want to be perfect and we want to achieve. We just want to be a good student or just, you know what I mean? That standard. And I think you have to release that. You have to learn to forgive yourself and learn to be gentle with yourself. And if you don't do so well, it's fine. Let it go and try again. And if you're having a bad day, then it's fine. Give yourself some extra time, put on a face mask, whatever you need to do, like journal, do what you need to do that to give yourself that love and self-care, because that's how you're going to build self-esteem and self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And Eileen, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, check out your videos or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, just go to lavendaire.com and that will connect you to my blog, YouTube, and my podcast as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Eileen, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Eileen's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful for Eileen to come to the show and share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Eileen.
Thank you.
No problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.